Love Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Look, I just thought that somebody needs to get a shout out, you know, because every now and then we need to pick them up and put them down. Is that right, Pastor Peaches?
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Now, that was one of those old songs, Maddie Moss Clark. Hallelujah. And we done found out, we done learned a little bit, because, you know, precept upon precept, line upon line. We done found out that we don't have to climb the mountain anymore. All we got to do is tell that mountain where to go. Glory to God. Mm-hmm. But that's all right. I just enjoyed that. I mean, the beat and everything was all right. Yes, that's right. You joined the Wednesday International Victory Service of the Potter's House Christian Prayer and Worship Center, Renewing Your Mind Ministries International, where the broken are made whole by God. And God bless each and every one of you. Glory to God. We want to thank all of you for tuning in. And we want to thank the consistent listeners for doing what we've asked you to do, to tell somebody, at least one person a day, that you love them and God loves them too. Glory to God. It's going to save somebody's life. It's already saved lives. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I thank God for you. This is Bishop E.T. Byrd, along with hallelujah, an anointed, talented, blessed, Holy Ghost filled, tongue talking, fire baptized, a warrior of the word, guardian of the altar, none other than Pastor Willie Mae Peaches Byrd. Are you there?
Hallelujah. Yes, I am.
You know, I would have red on my face if I said, are you there? And you wouldn't answer. But we thank God that you did answer. Praise God. Hallelujah. And before we go any further, I just want you to give the housekeeping suggestions and even talk about next week, although, you know, you can talk about the family celebration day. But anyway, God bless you. Pastor Peaches first.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, saints of God all over the world. Hallelujah. We are now in class. Get your Bibles, which is your textbook, your composition notebooks, your ink pens. Have everything ready so that when we share scriptures, you'll be able to write down the scriptures, be able to jot them down, be able to write down whatever God drops in your spirit at the same time. He may give you some revelation on a scripture that you've been asking, maybe not even a scripture, something you've been asking him for. He may give you the enlightenment right while we are reading the word tonight, and you'll be able to write it down. You don't want to forget things that he drops in your spirit. Get your communion element. Get your cracker, your bread, whatever you're going to use. Get your juice, your water, milk, whatever you're going to use, you're going to have there when we take communion. And if you need communion elements, give us a call, okay, so we can make some arrangements to get communion to you. Hallelujah. Also, the website is up. You may go to rymmi.org. That's R as in Ralph, Y as in the color yellow, mmi.org, to see the website. Also, if you're up 7 o'clock in the morning, join us for morning prayer by dialing 605-475-4800, access code 75949#. It is such a blessing to be able to start your day off with the saints of God praying and singing the songs of Zion. It will make such a change and such a blessing in your day when you give God the first fruits of your day. That is 605-475-4800. Your access code, when you dial that number, afterwards, the phone will ask you for your access code. Then punch in 759-849-#. And remember, the fifth Sunday of this month, as any other month that has a fifth Sunday, it is family time. Bless your family, okay? Do something as a family. That is family communion time. family fellowship. Don't just go off by yourself. Do something as a family. Sit around the table. Play some family games. Do a family dinner. Invite your family over. Don't break up to yourself, whatever. Have a family event. A family joining. Do some games. Do something. Thank God for the family, y'all. You don't know how much time you have with your family. Mm. Take time out to spend time with your family. God bless you all.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank God for you. And the one reason why we say take the fifth Sunday, it must have a fifth Sunday, is because we usually have service every Sunday. Every Sunday, and on the fifth Sunday, we don't have service because it's Family Celebration Day. So because of our decision to not have any live services during the month of January, it's easy for you to celebrate your family on this coming Sunday, which is the fifth Sunday of the month of January. Hallelujah. But coming up the first Sunday in, hallelujah, February, we are going back to live Sunday services at 3 o'clock. Put that in your calendar because we're going to have a time. Hallelujah. Well, bless God. Pastor Peaches, it's time for us to place some names up into the atmosphere of blessing. Because, you know, when the praises go up,
the blessings come down. Hallelujah.
Placing people's names up into the atmosphere. Y'all get those names together. Now, we suggested to some of you, write those names down and so you just can wrap them off. And y'all say, well, we can't understand what you said. You don't need to understand what I'm saying. I'm calling all these people. You need to, and you don't need to listen out for your name. You need to put some names up in the atmosphere, and God is the one that you want to get the message to. Glory to God, because he hears. You say, well, we all talking at the same time. Guess what? There are millions of people calling to God right now, probably tens of millions calling to God right now. He hears every last one of them. Hallelujah. One by one and name by name. He knows them. He hears them. Hallelujah and glory to God. And they tell, Pastor Peter, they tell me that God is a God answering prayer. Is a God answering God. Is that right?
Oh, yes.
Amen. Well, here we go with our selection. And as we say, we want you to put the names up into the atmosphere. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Pastor Willie Mae Peter Bird. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sister Annette James.
Dorothy Andrews, hallelujah.
Linda Blackwell.
Thank you,
Jesus. Sterling and Reggie and Barry and David and Scooter and Donna and Tiffany and Coco and Faith and Alan, hallelujah.
And Jane.
Hallelujah.
That's Carter Monty.
That's
Lee Austin. Dorothy Andrews.
Glory to God. Elder.
Morris Ash.
Tiffany Roseborough,
Reese Beckles, Sheila Bedford,
right,
Sarah Bennett, Margaret Brown.
The
Burns
family. Hallelujah.
The right. Aaron Bowie.
Glory to God.
Deontay Bird.
Glory to God.
Alicia Bird. Audrey Bird. Dorothy Bird. Patrick Bird.
The Father Smith.
Avon Bird.
Jason Smith.
Frank Campbell. Owen. Tommy Horn. Ed Carver. Nola Carr. Donald Carter.
Pass
on Tate. Hallelujah, Cole,
Mustard,
Crenshaw,
Pastor Tom Swift,
Danielle, Elijah,
Brother the Lord,
her, Cynthia,
Follow her,
Lisa DeSette, Sal,
Sam,
drum roll, Pastor Dunstan.
Rachel, Raymond Banks, Joseph Axe,
John Edmonds, William Elliott,
Bishop Bart Pierce, Bishop Monday, Sunday, Day R, Hallelujah. Bobby Hadley, Calvin Hadley, J.R., hallelujah, Mona Myron, hallelujah, and Kia, hallelujah, Natasha, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah, Tina's Presbyterian, hallelujah, Bonita Church, Jay, hallelujah, glory to God, Joseph Howard, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah, hallelujah, thank you, Lord, hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 We bless your name, O Lord. We bless your name, O God.
We're here tonight, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. We hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Then when all the sons came out to him, God said, these are strong-looking men. But I do not look at outside of a person. I look at the inside of a person. I look at Samuel asked Jesse, do you have another son? Jesse said, yes, his name is David. He's out there in the fields with the sheep. Samuel asked to see him. As soon as David arrived, God told Samuel, he's the one I want to be the next king. Samuel anointed David. He put oil on David's head, and David was filled with God's power. Okay? Then David's father used to send him to take food to his brothers while they were out there in battle, because their army, they were soldiers in King Saul's army. A giant named Goliath yelled, bring out your best soldier to fight me. If your strongest soldier defeats me, we will be your slaves. If I defeat him, you will be our slaves. King Saul's soldiers were afraid. They did not want to fight the king, or they did not want to fight the giant. Meanwhile, young David was taking food to his brothers. They were soldiers in King Saul's army. When David reached the camp, he saw Goliath. David heard the giant's challenge. I'm not afraid to fight the giant, said David. King Saul called for David and told him, you cannot fight the giant. You are too young. David replied, God will be with me. King Saul gave his armor to David, but it was too big and heavy. David wasn't used to fighting, to wearing no army. David went to a nearby stream and picked up 5 stones. He stood before Goliath. That giant led to him, but David didn't care. He said, I come before you in the name of the Lord who rules over all. David put a stone in his sling and ran towards the giant. Then he let that stone fly. It hit Goliath's forehead, and he fell to the ground. The Philistines saw that their hero was dead. They all ran away. Young people, you know when God was preparing David for that giant? When David was out in the fields taking care of the sheep and taking care, and a lion came up and also a bear. 2 different times. And you know what? He killed them both. God prepared him while he was out there ministering to the sheep, taking care of the sheep. He killed the bear and he killed the lion. So when he saw that giant, God had already prepared him. He said, oh, this giant ain't nothing. God had already prepared me. I know God, my God is with me, and God had already anointed him. So young people, no matter what you come up against in life, God and already, first of all, God is already in the future. He knows what you're going to come up against. He's going to already have you prepared. Don't be afraid. Don't be fearful. It's enough fear not to, in the Bible, for every day of the year. The word of God says, fear not. Don't you know God is with you? God has already touched you, already blessed you. He already knows what you're going to come up against. And he has already prepared you. You just didn't know it. So therefore, don't run backwards. Run towards whatever the enemy thinks that he's gonna baffle you with. He's going to bully you with. Let him know, oh, no, I stand here in the name of the Lord. God is a majority, and we're going to defeat you. Hallelujah. Just know that God got your back. Don't be afraid of what the enemy may bring against you. I don't care what it may be. God is right there with you. When you got God for you, he's more than the whole world against you.
Hallelujah. He's
more than the whole world against you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God. You may stand in front of the enemy. Your knees may be knocking. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You may be trembling. Hallelujah. Plead the blood of Jesus on the enemy. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Don't let them see you crying. Don't let them see you sweat. Just do it afraid. You're afraid? Do it afraid. Hallelujah. God got your back. Hallelujah. Go with Jesus. Thank you, Bishop Bird. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. You, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Word, great word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I'm
You know, the Holy Spirit is so awesome. As I read that whole chapter today, that's 1 Samuel, the 17th chapter.
Oh, really?
About David and Goliath. Now, you know, God is a good God. Yes, he is. Hallelujah. And Pastor Peaches, hallelujah. What time is it now? Hallelujah.
Chameleon time.
Hallelujah. Oh, blessed be God. Baruch Hashem Adonai. Blessed be God the Lord. Y'all, hallelujah. Go to, get your Bibles in front of you or your cell phones or whatever you got your word in. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 23 to 30. Come on now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Blessed be God. Hallelujah. 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 Communion, Holy Communion, is not a ritual. Don't take it as just the old ritual we just got to do once a month or once a year or whatever. But it is the meal that heals. Is that right? It's the meal that gives life, preserves life, revives life. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We lift up the elements of Holy Communion right now. Oh, God, we ask that you would bless and anoint and sanctify in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We bless your name today, oh, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, your word says in the text, hallelujah, 1 Corinthians 11, chapter, verses 23 to 30, somewhere in there it says, hallelujah, glory to God, examine yourselves. And we do just that right now. Hallelujah. And, Father God, one of the things that we love about you is your name, oh, God. Hallelujah. For hallelujah. Proverbs 18 and 10 says, the name of the Lord is a strong tower, and the righteous run into it and are safe. Hallelujah. So we thank you, Lord, for your covenant names. And as we say them aloud, you become that to us. Hallelujah. So we speak your name, oh God. And the number one name that we have on our lips even right now is Jehovah Sidkenu. Hallelujah. Jehovah Sidkenu. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, you are Jehovah Sidkenu. You are our righteousness and our forgiveness of sin. And Father God, we repent of everything we said, done, or even thought that was displeasing in your sight. Please forgive us for every sin of omission and commission, as we forgive everyone of everything they've ever done to us, whether real or imagined. We thank you that their names are now written in the Lamb's Book of Life. We forgive ourselves. We hold no grudges, no resentment, and no guilt. Hallelujah. So again, we examine ourselves and we comprehend, we fully aware, we do understand what your body and blood has done for us. We rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Isaiah 53 and 5 says, you were wounded for our transgressions. You were bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace is upon you, and with your stripes we are healed. 1 Peter 2:24 says, with your stripes we were healed. Hebrews 9:22b says, without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Ephesians 1 and 7, Colossians 1:14, and Matthew 26:28 says, we have redemption through your blood. It's through your blood that our sins are forgiven. So we comprehend. We fully aware. We do understand what your body and blood has done for us. We rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Now, your word said that he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to themselves. And for this cause, many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. Well, Baruch Hashem Adonai, blessed be God the Lord. We're taking communion worthily because we rightfully deserve the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, we're eating and drinking blessings to ourselves, strength to ourselves, healing to ourselves, life to ourselves. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Deuteronomy 30:19b, hallelujah, your word says, I set before you life and death, blessings and curses. Choose life that you and your children shall live. And Psalms 118:17, your word says, you will live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. Hallelujah. And Numbers 23:19, God, you said that you are not a man that you should lie, neither the son of man that you should repent. But everything you said, everything you've spoken out of your mouth, you shall perform it. Hallelujah. And Isaiah 55:11, your word will not come back void, but it will accomplish, it will prosper in which it was sent. So we thank you for your word on tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. On the same night the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took the bread. Hallelujah. And when he had given thanks, and we thank you again, Lord, he broke it and declared, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's eat together.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. My mother, you say, thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. for your healing already. Your word says in 2 Samuel 4:18, Isaiah 61, verses 1 through 3, that you want to heal us everywhere we hurt. So we thank you, Lord, for healing every area of our lives, spiritual, emotional, physical, social, and financial healing. We thank you, Lord, for healing every system of our bodies, the alimentary system, the cardiovascular system, the endocrine system, the genital system, the integumentary system, the musculoskeletal system, the nervous system, the respiratory system, the urinary system. We thank you, Lord, for healing from the top of our heads to the soles of our feet, from inside out and outside in. We thank you, Lord, for supernatural creative miracles all over the world right now in Jesus' name. Or somebody ought to be saying thank you, Jesus, right now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father God, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost, we thank you, Lord. Your word says in Matthew 15:26, 1 John chapter 3, verse 1 and 2, St. John chapter 1, verse 12 and 13, Galatians 3:26, and Psalms 100 says, we are your children and the sheep of your pasture, and healing is the bread of your children. We thank you, Lord, for your healing bread on today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And likewise, on the same night with the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took the cup. And when he had given thanks, we thank you again, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He declared, this is the New Testament in my blood. Do this in remembrance of me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yes, this is my new promises and my new my gifts I'm leaving with you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And I wrote it in my blood. Let's drink together.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Lord. Hallelujah. Bless your name, O God. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our hearts. Hallelujah. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our homes.
Thank you,
hallelujah. Exodus chapter 12, verse 13 and verse 23. Exodus chapter 15, verse 26. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 15. God, you said, when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and none of the diseases of Egypt shall overtake you when I see the blood. Now, some of you wonder why we take communion every day, because I just don't want God to see the blood on one day, or once a month, once a year, even once a week. I want to have to see the blood every day. Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, because he said, when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and none of the diseases of Egypt, hallelujah, shall overtake you when I see the blood. Hallelujah. When I see the blood, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. When I see the blood, when I see the blood, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. Hallelujah. We thank you for the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our homes, our families, our loved ones, our jobs, our ministries. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our past, present, and future sins, our missteps and mistakes, our faux pas and failures. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers us as we sleep, as we travel in vehicles throughout the land, as we work and play, as we walk and talk, as we worship and praise. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost, and in the spirit of Elijah the Tishbite, we thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, nullifies, brings to naught, makes to no effect, brings to nil, reverses, eliminates, decimates, hallelujah, nullifies, hallelujah, utterly destroys every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex. We call down the fire of heaven in Jesus' name on every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex. In Jesus' name, hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, fire, 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 fire,
fire, fire, fire,
fire, fire, fire, fire, fire. In Jesus' name, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already undoes, unties, severs, cuts, breaks, nullifies, brings to naught, makes to no effect, brings to nil, reverses, eliminates, decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, utterly destroys every ungodly soul tie. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for Holy Communion. We remember you, Lord. said to my heart, was the blood applied. Glory to his name, singing glory
to his name, precious name.
Glory to his name,
precious name.
Bear to my heart,
was the blood
applied. Glory to his name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for Holy Communion, Lord, on today. We remember you, Lord. And Father God, we thank you for a family daily confession. We decree and declare. Wait a minute now. We thank you, Lord, for family daily confession. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. For hallelujah. Standing in the gap. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the place of all our family members, every man, woman, boy, girl in our family, our extended family, according to Job 22:28, Romans 4:17, hallelujah, 2 Kings, the first chapter, Acts chapter 1, verse 11, hallelujah, verse 8, glory to God, Romans chapter 8, verse 11, hallelujah. We decree and declare that we are mighty men and women of valor, shaped in the image of God, full of integrity and truth, mighty thinkers in Jesus' name, lean, clean, spiritual kingdom machines. We know who we are from God's perspective, and we are not intimidated by anything in this life. We're kingdom citizens. We're fivefold ministry gifts. We're gifts to the ministry of health. We're brilliant. We're awesome. We're amazing. We're intelligent. We're powerful. We're perfect. We're strong. We're mighty. We're great. We're beautiful.
In Jesus' name.
Now to him was able to keep us from falling and present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to God, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That was, hallelujah, Jude 1, verses hallelujah, glory to God. Verse 24 and 25. And Pastor Peaches,
hallelujah.
I need to ask you a question.
Yes, Pastor, ask a question.
I need to ask you a question.
Hallelujah.
One quick question. I need to ask you a question.
Ask the question, Pastor. Who in the house? It's you.
Who is the answer for when things are going wrong? Jesus.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Y'all got to know this. Hallelujah. You're listening to the Hallelujah, the Wednesday International Victory Service of the Potter's House Christian Prayer and Worship Center, Renewing Your Mind Ministries International, where the broken are made whole by God. And you want to know who in the house? Who's in the house, Pastor Peaches? Hallelujah. He in the house. Hopefully y'all underscored that. He in the house. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank God. And Sister Julie and Sister Bianca and Minister Linda, I know y'all was bopping your heads to that now. That's all right. Hallelujah. That's okay. You can do that. You can do that. That's all right. And Sister George, you stood up on your feet and was marching around the kitchen table. Go ahead, girl. Hallelujah. Well, bless God. Baruch Hashem Adonai. And I can't tell you what Pastor Peaches is doing because he's downstairs. I'm upstairs. Hallelujah. So hallelujah. So she might have been marching around the table too. Hallelujah. I know she might have thrown up a hand or two. Is that right, Pastor Peaches? You might have clapped a little bit.
Oh yeah.
All right. Well, bless God. Now I need to ask you another question. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
This may be the last question I ask you today during this service. Hallelujah. What time is it?
Time for the word.
Time for the word. Hallelujah. Well, I receive it in Jesus' name. Thank you so much. Hallelujah. Father God, I receive your anointing to preach and to teach your word. I thank you that the ground that shall be sown into is good ground. And Father God, I don't take this responsibility nor this opportunity lightly, but I seize it with every ounce of strength I have. Let, hallelujah, your word come forth out of these lips of clay with excellence, hallelujah, accuracy and boldness. Tonight, God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, heal, deliver, and set the captives free. Save and fill with your Holy Spirit on tonight. Meet every man, woman, boy, or girl at the point of their need and then give them super abundantly above. And we give you the praise and we give you honor and we give you the glory in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because it's yours, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. All praise, all honor, all glory belongs to you. And Satan, you're under our feet. Hallelujah. We say, get thee behind us, Satan. We curse you from the root and bind you in Jesus' name. So, Father God, we thank you for what's going to happen. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, hallelujah. We ask that you increase, hallelujah, as we decrease in Jesus' name. Let everybody say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you. Thank you, sister. Yeah, hallelujah. Thank you, Elder QB, for saying amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, hallelujah, for Minister Janice saying amen. I appreciate that. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now we start, glory to God. 5 services ago, we started on a journey about faith, igniting your faith. And we concluded the last session. We concluded that the kind of faith that God wants us to have is called crazy faith.
Hallelujah.
In other words, people think you're crazy if you're stepping out in that kind of faith. I remember about 45 years ago, I was working 2 jobs, and one of them was driving a cab at night, and I was riding up Edmondson Avenue, headed towards downtown, going in that direction. And as I crossed Monroe Street, there was a lady or young girl dressed very nicely being pressed against the wall of a building by a gentleman who was dressed nice, but she was in distress. And cars were passing by. They were seeing it. I guess they were slowing down to look at what was going on, and they didn't want to get involved. But, see, they got another name for crazy faith. They call it blind faith. I didn't worry about me. I said, this woman's in distress. I rolled down my window. I said, do you need a cab? She said, yes. She ran over to the cab, opened the door, and she got in. She said, I don't have any money. I said, that's all right. I'll take you home. And I asked her, what was going on? She with almost tears in her eyes, she said, this guy works for me, works with me on the job. And he's been begging me and begging me to go out with him. So tonight I went out with him, and he gave me a nice dinner. And then he wanted me to go to his house so he could do something else with me. And in essence, she told she wasn't that type of girl. And he would not let her go. But see, what I'm trying to share with you is a blind faith. I didn't even think. I stopped and told a kid in this car. And blind faith will help somebody. Blind faith will save a life. It's crazy faith, yes. Because I didn't know whether the guy had a gun or not. Mm-hmm. I didn't know whether he was the head of a gang or not. Do you understand what I'm saying? All I knew was that this woman needed some help. And nobody, now, you got to understand Everson Avenue at this time, 40 years ago, it went further than it goes now. I know that. And there was a lot of traffic on this street. And my goodness, nobody stopped to give this woman some help because it was obvious. But blind faith, crazy faith, said, I got to do something. And it wasn't about money. I had an empty cab, but it wasn't about money. It's about rescuing somebody. And why I'm saying this, as we've been talking about igniting your faith, your crazy faith could save a life. Your crazy faith could get somebody out of trouble, might even get yourself out of trouble. Your crazy faith can bless a person who's in distress. Do you hear what I'm saying tonight? I thought I'd share that. Hopefully it's connecting to somebody. Can you read the scriptures, Lord? Somebody pray for Brother Bird. Can you read the scriptures, please?
Lord. Hebrews 11, verse 1.
Mm-hmm.
Romans 12, 3.
Mm-hmm.
Romans 10, verses 17 and 18.
Mm.
Romans 1. Verses 16 and 17,
mm.
Ezekiel 37,
mm-hmm.
1 through 14,
mm-hmm.
Isaiah 46,
mm.
9 to 11,
mm.
James chapter 2, 10 and 26,
mm-hmm.
James 1, 22 and 25,
mm.
Galatians 5, 22 and 23.
Praise the Lord. I almost went to sleep on listening to all those scriptures. Jesus, hallelujah. We bless the Lord for the word of God. We hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. The three questions that you have to ask yourself, you probably asked yourself already, and I'm going to deal with these three questions. Hallelujah. Because the title of the message is Ignite Your Faith, Part 6. And we already talked about the four ways to ignite your faith, the Holy Spirit, hallelujah, the Word of God, recounting or reliving the victories and triumphs of the past, and, of course, testimonies from others. That's how to put a fire on your faith, give you a faith extender, hallelujah. But there are three questions. And we got the answer. The word of God gives you the answer. These very easy questions. Number one, what is faith? But, of course, in our first scripture, the Hebrews, that's the first chapter 11. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Hallelujah. You know, hoping is not enough. We got to step out in faith and believe. We got to ignite our faith. Hallelujah. But that's what faith is, the substance the tangible substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. That's faith. Hmm. Stand on that.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Next scripture.
Romans 12:13.
Okay. How do we get a faith? Well, the answer to that question is that 12:13 says what?
I'm sorry, 12:3.
I mean 12:3. That's right. Yeah, I think I messed up and said 13. But go ahead.
For I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according to God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith.
God has given you faith, a measure of faith. So, hallelujah. What's faith? How can you get it? You get it. God gave you it. You born in this world, you got some faith. Okay, the last question, what's going to do with it? Okay, give me another scripture.
Romans 10:17-18.
What does it say?
So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. 18. But I say, have they not heard? Yes, verily. Sound went into all the earth, and their words unto the ends of the world.
It's important for you to understand that you got to get faith and what you're going to do with it. Hallelujah. Faith, read 17 again.
17 says, I mean, this is Romans 10:17. It says, so then faith cometh by hearing.
Faith cometh by hearing.
Hearing by the word of God.
And he, by the word of God. The word of God will get you, tell you how to deal with that faith. And we're going to deal with that right now. Going to tell you what to do with your faith. Hallelujah. Now, we talked about how to ignite that faith. Because putting fire to the coals is one thing. But you got to know what to do after you've done lit it. And so igniting your faith is one thing. But you got to know what to do with it after you got it lit. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Give me another scripture.
Ezekiel 37:1-14.
Now we started this. Number one, when your faith is lit, you are sensitive to the voice and leading of the Lord. When your faith is on fire, when glory to God, when your faith got wheels on it or got feet, you are now sensitive to the move and direction of God. Is that right?
Hallelujah.
That first scripture says what?
Now faith.
No, I'm sorry. In Ezekiel, verse 1 says.
Oh, I'm sorry. Wait a minute. Did I skip a scripture? Romans 1? Romans 1:16-17? Okay, the next scripture is Romans 1.
Okay, but we'll go back to that. But Romans 17, hallelujah.
Okay.
The just shall live by faith. That's what that is. So we can go over that and get back to Ezekiel. Ezekiel, the verse
37:1-14.
Verse 1.
Okay. The hand of the Lord was upon me and carried me out in the spirit of the Lord.
The only way that God's hand can be on you is that you have faith enough to believe that God is and that he is the rewarder of them that diligently seek him. You're going to follow God if you have faith that there is a God. What did he do to him?
Carried me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley, which was full of dry bones.
Go ahead and read some more.
And caused me to pass by them round about.
I went around looking at all this stuff. It wasn't just in one place. It was all over the place. Go ahead now.
And behold, there were very many in the open valley.
Mm-hmm.
And lo, they were very dry.
Now, I'm going to tell you something. See, most folk, they don't live on a mountaintop. They live in the valleys. And in this valley, there were bones. And those were just bones that were dry bones. Man, they've been there for a while. There's some stuff in your life that's been there and look like they're dead for years. And we talked about that on the last service. Continue to read.
And he said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, thou knowest.
Stop there. Hallelujah. And why would this prophet say, God, you know? Hallelujah. Put a finger in that and go to the ratio. Hallelujah. Isaiah 46, I think 9 and 10. Go to Isaiah 46.
Remember the former things of old.
Uh-huh.
I am God, and there is none else.
Come on.
I am God, and there is none like me.
Come on now. Read 10.
Declaring the end from the beginning and from ancient times the things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand, and I will do all my pleasure.
He, talking about God, knows the ending from the beginning. He knew the answer to this question. Because you know, and the brother said, God, you know the answer to that question because you know the ending from the beginning. But here's the thing that God was trying to tell him. Go to Ephesians chapter 5 real quick.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Ephesians 5.
And the first verse, what does it say?
Ephesians 5. Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children.
Stop. You got to be just like God. God knows the ending from the beginning. So guess what? By faith, you will know the ending from the beginning. Now, I'm going to tell you something. You say, well, give me an example. You know, I gave you an example of those coals, those briskets, and we lit them, and then we put food on there. See, in your mind's eye, you knew the ending from the beginning because you wouldn't have put the food up there. You saw in your mind's eye, I'm going to have some food cooked. I'm going to have a dinner. I'm going to have a barbecue. Spare ribs or barbecue chicken or a steak or whatever you put on that, you saw that because you knew the ending from the beginning because you wouldn't have done it if you didn't know the ending. Are you following me? By faith, in your circumstance, you must need see the ending from the beginning. You got a pain. Glory to God. But look, use your imagination and see yourself healed, whole, and healthy.
Amen. Amen.
That's the ending. And you see the ending from the beginning. Your pain just started. I just broke my leg. But look here. Look and see you running around the track five times without stopping because you saw yourself healed. Oh, y'all got to follow me on this because, see, you ain't going to get this unless you follow what I'm saying here. Go back to Ezekiel.
Hallelujah.
And pick up where you left off. We need to see the ending from the beginning because when we do like Christ said do, to be like him, we'll be speaking faith. I mean, mountains be rolling. You see mountains walking. I'm trying to get to the ocean, so somebody just told me to jump in the ocean. Mountains be running down the road because you saw the ending from the beginning, and you spoke it out of your mouth. Go ahead now.
Again he said unto me, prophesy upon these bones and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord.
Stop. Say something. You can't. I'm just going to pray in my mind. You better get yourself together. If you go to Genesis, hallelujah, and you look at verse 3 and verse 6 and verse 9, I think verse 11 and I think verse 15, a whole bunch of verses, verse 23, all of verse 26. It's, and God said, and God said. You got to say something. Hallelujah. Proverbs 18:21 says, life and death are in what?
The power of the tongue.
You ain't going to get nothing going on that's going to be crazy faith unless you say something out of your mouth. Believe it in your heart, speak it out of your mouth, and reality comes. It was, creation was in the heart of God. He spoke it out of his mouth, and guess what? The world came into being. We came into being because he spoke it out of his mouth. You got to be just like God. Speak it out of your mouth. Go ahead, read some more of that.
Ezekiel 37?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thus saith, so again he said unto me, prophesy unto these bones and say to them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God to these bones, behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and ye shall live. And I will...
Wait a minute, stop right there. Now, the man is talking to dry bones. What he sees with his eyes is a valley full of bones. But he ain't worried about that because he's standing on faith. He's saying what God said. You are on solid ground when you say what God said. That's why I keep telling you, get in the word. You say what God say, and you covered.
Amen, amen.
You got to prophesy to your circumstances. Because God wants you to be prophetic, not pathetic. The pathetic person says, oh, woe is me. My knees hurt. My what did I say the other day? My bunions hurt. My back hurt. My ear hurt. My eyes hurt. My toes hurt. My nose hurt. Everything hurt on me. Glory to God. My elbows. Look, what are you doing? That's not prophesying to the situation. That's being pathetic. That's not being prophetic. God already knows all of that.
Amen.
Got his eye on you already. What you need to do is prophesy to your circumstance, prophesy to the condition, and prophesy how God wants you to be delivered, what you want to see happen. That's what you prophesy. And God said, and God said, and then you need to do it this way. And Earl said, or you need to do it, whatever your name is. And Linda said, and Julie said, hallelujah, and Tiffany said, hallelujah, because you are a child of the King. You're made in his image. In the likeness of God you created. And Peter said, hallelujah, I say to you, glory. And Peter said, hallelujah, you prophesied to your circumstances. Something, well, I guess this is just what I got to go through in this life. No, God. God wants you to be the head and not the tail.
Hallelujah.
Above only and not beneath. God, you go through stuff. You've been going through stuff you ain't need to go through. I ain't going to say you knucklehead. I can only say that about myself because I went through stuff I didn't even need to go through. But I didn't know because I didn't figure out how to do precept upon precept, line upon line. I didn't understand that. I didn't connect the dots. I didn't connect. I didn't understand that the just shall live by what?
Faith.
Come on now. Bruce, okay, there. Galatians 3:11 says the just shall live by
faith.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Romans 1:17 says the just shall live by
faith.
Come on now. Y'all got to understand that you ain't going to make it if you don't get faith. And you got to ignite your faith. You got to have that faith on fire. You got to have crazy faith, blind faith. Come on now. Read some more of that scripture.
I will lay sinews upon you, and I will bring up flesh upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and ye shall live, and ye shall know that I am the Lord.
I got to, you got to understand it. That's why Charles and Francis Hunter were in the Philippines and prayed for all and legs to grow back, hallelujah, and they grew back. They took pictures of it. Come on now, hallelujah, hallelujah, because God is God, and above him there is no other. Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah. You got to have crazy faith. Oh, that's crazy. That's right. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. That's a compliment. You got to have crazy faith if you're going to believe in a God like our God. Because, hallelujah, that's when you can tell a mountain, hallelujah, how big your God is. Hallelujah. God can put what is that scripture that talks about? The earth is his footstool or something like that. He put his feet on the mountain. Come on now. Praise God. Hallelujah. Give me another scripture, please.
So I prophesied as I was commanded, and as I prophesied, there was a noise, and behold, a shaking, and the bones came together.
Wait a minute. A month later?
I don't think so.
No, he said, read that again.
As I was commanded, and as I prophesied, there was a noise.
Something happened.
When he prophesied.
When he said what God said. See, y'all don't understand what I'm trying to tell you. You say what God said, and something happens. Not next year, right now. You say, but I don't see it. I didn't ask you to see something with your eyes. See something with your heart, with your spirit's eyes. Hallelujah. Because it has to happen in the spirit realm before it happens in the natural. He said, is that true? Well, look, sitting on a chair. That chair was the idea of somebody before it became a reality.
Amen.
That car that you drive around in or ride around in was an idea in somebody's head before it became a reality. That train that you take to go to Washington for your job, hallelujah, or wherever you got to go, was an idea in somebody's head before it became reality.
Mm-hmm.
That's a principle of life, baby. That's God principle. You have to see it with the eyes of your faith. Come on now. Glory to God. Yes, Shakara. Before it becomes reality in the spirit. The sooner you get it in your head, in your heart, in your mind, in your soul realm, the quicker it will manifest itself in reality. Because, you know, the natural is a step behind the spirit, you know. Hallelujah. That's why you got to understand, hallelujah, that who you are. See, some of you think who you are is what you see in the mirror. You are a spirit. Well, let me go a different way. You got a suit hanging up in your closet, sir. Is that you, or is that just your suit?
That's the suit.
Well, see, you got an earth suit on, but that ain't you. You is a spirit. And they that worship God must worship him in spirit and in truth. The truth about the matter is that you are a spirit being. You happen to have a soulable realm, and you have an earth suit. Hallelujah. But glory to God. In order to activate anything in the earth realm, you got to make sure that the spirit realm has been charged up and ready to go, that has its gasoline. You know what the spirit, glory to God, the spirit realm travels on? The word starts with an F. What does the spirit realm travel on? Come on now. Glory to God. Glory to God. If you can't get that in your noggin, I don't know what to say about you. You've been looking for the preacher to be the answer. The preacher's not the answer. God is. He's just an intermediary. Your faith in God will bring your healing. Oh, you don't believe me? Ask the woman with an issue of blood.
that said in her mind, in her heart, she saw it with the eyes of faith. If I could just want to touch the hem of his garment, I'll be made whole. And she touched, and she was made whole.
Give me another scripture.
Bones came together, bones to his bones. And when I beheld, lo, the sinews and the flesh came up upon them, and the skin covered them above, but there was no breath in them. Then said he unto me, prophesy unto the
woman. Hold it right there. See, the job wasn't finished. Say, now we're going to talk to the dead stuff, but see, you've got more power than you think.
Amen.
God said, what? What do you say? Go ahead. Read some more.
Then he said unto me, prophesy unto the wind.
You can prophesy to the wind. Look here. We worried about storms and stuff like that. We said, oh, Lord, they said it's going to be 50 inches of snow, or the hurricane going to come and blow everything away. Prophesy to the wind. Prophesy to the storm.
Amen.
You got the power. I remember that commercial. I got the power. Yes, you do.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Go ahead. Read some more.
Prophesy, son of man, and say to the wind, thus saith the Lord God.
Thus saith the, you got to say what God said.
Amen.
And I'm going to tell you, Jesus and God are one. You know what God said? Huh? He said it through Jesus. You know what Jesus said? The storm was raging. He said, peace.
Be still.
Be still. You say what God said. Hallelujah. Go ahead, read some more.
Come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon these slain, that they may live.
Come on now.
So I prophesied as he commanded me.
You did what God said to do. Y'all, you want to be blessed? Do what God said to do. I mean, you just a blessing on doing what God said do. You receive the blessing. That's in every area of life. There are blessings, and there's the blessing. You receive the blessing of God when you're obedient to him. Go ahead, read some more.
And the breath came into them.
What?
And they lived.
What?
And stood up upon their feet.
What?
And a seething great army.
Watch out now. Oh, see. All of the stuff that fell to the ground in your life that you thought was over and you missed this opportunity, that is going to prophesy to that stuff. Oh, yes, prophesy to that business. Prophesy to, glory to God, to that man or that woman. Prophesy to that child. Prophesy to those wayward children, hallelujah, the family members. Prophesy to them. Hallelujah. And let watch it rise up like a what?
Great and mighty army.
Go ahead, read some more.
And he said unto me, son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Behold, they say, our bones are dried, and our hope is lost. We are cut off from our part. Therefore prophesy and say unto them, thus saith the Lord God, behold, O my people, I will open your graves and cause you to come up out of your graves and bring you into the land of Israel. And ye shall know that I am the Lord when I have opened your graves, O my people, and brought you up out of your graves, and shall put my spirit in you, and ye shall live, and I shall place you in your land, in your own land. Then shall ye know that I, the Lord, have spoken it and performed it, saith the Lord.
Praise God. See, you folk need to stop complaining where it's killings and robbers and stuff. You need to start prophesying. You say, you don't understand. I don't have the power. Yes, you do have the power. Glory to God. See, y'all don't understand this. I got to make it clear to you. The Bible does say some can only come out through prayer and fasting. But see, y'all fast every day. You go to sleep. That's why they call breakfast breakfast. That's why it's time to get up early. You want to stop all the killing and the robberies, all the muggings and stuff in Baltimore? Get up early in the morning and worship and praise God. Have morning service and praise to God after your breakfast. You're going to break the fast because some can only come out through prayer and fasting. At that time, hallelujah, curse the spirit of malice and hatred and bitterness and wrath. That's when if we can get just the people of God to do that, it's going to rock this city. And thieves and murderers and muggers will go screaming out of Baltimore. Because the people of God have raised up a mighty army of spirit. One angel, 2 Kings, 2 Kings, chapter 19, verse 35. One angel killed 186,000 of the enemy in one night. In one night, if every man, woman, boy, or girl in Baltimore City who named the name of the Lord, hallelujah, get up at 7 o'clock or whatever time and start praising God and magnifying his name and prophesying to the city that the guns won't work no more, that there'll be misfires, hallelujah, that people will forget how to use them, hallelujah, that they will lose their, the drug dealers will lose their stance, hallelujah, glory to God. I want you to know if every man, woman, boy, and girl did that, Baltimore City will be the safest city in the world.
Hallelujah.
You can march all you want to. God wants some folk, hallelujah, in their house, calling on the name of the Lord, praising him in the morning time. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. If we can do it together, hallelujah, together. One will chase 1,000, 2, 10,000. You get 1,000,000 people. You get 700,000. You get 100,000 Christians in Baltimore City praising and magnifying God together and prophesying, hallelujah, over the city.
Amen.
You're going to hear something. You know what you're going to hear? What was that earlier in the scripture talking about? You heard a noise after he started prophesying?
Hallelujah.
Start hearing a noise.
Yeah.
That's the noise of the dealers running out of town.
Hallelujah.
Because they don't see. God can open their eyes and let them see 10-foot angels with flaming swords of fire.
Yeah.
See, those are kinds of things you need to prophesy. Your crazy faith. Yes, that's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about crazy faith. Read another scripture. Hallelujah.
Yes. James 2:14-16.
Go ahead.
What doeth it profit, my brethren, though a man may say he hath faith and have not works? Can faith save him?
Again, stop complaining. Look, every child of the king, every blood-washed, Holy Ghost-filled, tongue-talking, fire-baptized, say to God, or to stop complaining and start prophesying. Because if you're not prophesying, or you're not being prophetic, you're being pathetic. And we got a lot of pathetic churches and people who call themselves Christians walking around today. Joining the chorus, woe is I, woe is me, I'm undone. Hallelujah. Isaiah said that, glory to God. Hallelujah. He had a vision, and angel said, look here, I'm going to mess you up. You've been talking that trash. He took a live coal off the altar with tongues. Now, wait a minute now. It wouldn't have hurt the angel, would it? Touch my lips. Boy, he got a big lip. Burnt his lips. You shouldn't have said what you said. Because, see, God is in the presence. And when God is in your life, things change. You can't see amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saves a wretch like me. You ain't no wretch no more. Stop singing that. You can say save a wretch like the wretch I used to be, But get the words right. Get it right, y'all. But it's such a good song. John Newton, glory to God. John Newton was a slaver. Glory to God. He sold black folk into slavery. He went over to Africa and picked them up.
Mm-hmm.
Until one day, hallelujah, glory to God. One day he had a experience, a close encounter of the worst kind and then the best kind. His shipwreck. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And he became a slave in Africa for a while until he got rescued. And when he came back, he realized, he thought he was a good Christian, but he realized he was nothing.
Mm-hmm.
That's when he wrote that song, his transformation song, Amazing Grace, how sweet. But now, hallelujah, glory to God. Time for you and you and you and you to be prophetic. Present your bodies as a living sacrifice. It's a sacrifice to get up early in the morning to praise and worship God. But if you want the folks stop having to drive by, let the angels of the Lord do a drive by. Capturing somebody's heart. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Instead of shooting arrows, guns, and shooting arrows of love and healing and help, let the angels of the Lord encamp around these folks. Praise God. Father God, we thank you, oh God. We thank you, God, that we touched somebody's heart today. Hallelujah. Part 7 on Hallelujah Sunday in Jesus. Oh, no, Hallelujah Sunday. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's going to be we're going to have an archival message. The following Wednesday, we're going to be part 7. God bless you. Love you, Pastor Peaches.
Hallelujah. Thank you for joining us tonight. Hallelujah. If you'd like to drop us a line in the mail, please address your envelope, RYMM, P.O. Box 24554, Baltimore, Maryland, 21214. If you'd like to accept Jesus Christ in your heart, please repeat this prayer behind me. Father God, I ask you to come into my heart. I'm sorry for my sins. Lord God, and I'll make you my Lord and Savior. If you repeated that prayer, you are now saved. You are now a child of God. You have passed from death unto life. Hallelujah. The angels in heaven are rejoicing over you. Hallelujah. If you'd like to call after the broadcast goes off, 410-444-5152. Call us and let us know you would like to have a Bible. You would like to have communion elements. Hallelujah. And we will make arrangements to get them to you. Hallelujah. 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 Be blessed of the Lord. See you on Sunday. Tune in on Sunday. We don't forget, Sunday is family day.
Here's Carmen.
Make some arrangements with your family. Hallelujah. Have fun.
God created the heavens and the earth. Because up to that time, the earth was without form and void, and darkness was over the face of the deep. But a phenomenon was about to take place, because the Spirit of God was hovering over those waters. That's why after all this time, I can stand here today and say, when he rolled for the sleeve, he ain't just putting on the red. He's got thunder in his footsteps and lightning in his fist.
Oh, God is an awesome God.
Boy wasn't joking when he kicked him out of Eden. It wasn't for no reason that he shed his blood. His return is very close, so you better be believing.
God is an awesome God.
You see, our God is an awesome God. He reigns from the heavens with wisdom, power, and love. God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God.
He reigns
from the heavens above. Love our God is an awesome God.
judgment and wrath. He poured out on Sodom mercy and grace. He gave us at the cross. I hope we've not too quickly forgotten that our God is an awesome God. This makes me want to sing.
Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love.
God is an awesome God. If you believe that,